Welcome back, everybody. I appreciate everyone joining us here. Oh, and we got a little intro bumping. JR and JR, what's good, man?
What to do? How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing well. We had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. I hope it was green for everyone out there.
Yeah, it was a good day. Actually, the Philly Spring Training Stadium at Spectrum, a.k.a. Bright House Field, it was lit. People were going in, had the green shirts, festive. I had my four-leaf clover beads. I had my green St. Patty's Day shirt on. I believe it said something like, "Kiss me, I taste great."
Yeah, you were fully decked out. I mean, there was definitely a handful of white women, middle-aged, from Philadelphia in particular, that definitely go to my local pizza spot, and we'll touch on that in a little bit here. But they were out there. They were out there in full.
Yeah, it was a good time. I actually had a Rolling Rock. Even because the green can just hold it down. I had one. It won multiple, but so I had one.
You were literally like the walking epitome of the luck of the Irish from head to toe, and you were accessorizing with what you were drinking as well.
It was just swag with the beer can, and you know, it was a beautiful thing. But crazy, crazy game, and it was against the Yankees, so I got to see my native team, and it was a nice day. Everybody had fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was actually really impressed. I mean, Nick P and I, we split two full Philly cheesesteaks, which I think I'm most proud of myself for being able to do that.
It was several slices of West Shore pizza, several cheesesteaks. I mean, Delco's cheesesteaks, and they are delicious as well. But Nick P, I think out of all three of us, enjoyed the Delco's cheesesteak the most.
Yeah, I would definitely. Nick P is one of those individuals that I would not recommend leaving a full lukewarm Philly cheesesteak around, because you and I both know dangerous things will occur.
So, you know, shout outs to, is it Jason Biggs?
That's right.
Yeah, that's basically Nicky P could be the new Jason Biggs if he plays his cards right.
The modern American pie and the apple pie is now the Philly cheesesteak, to shout out to Nick P. But the most entertaining thing that I witnessed, and yes, I saw professional athletes at hand, Mr. Bryce Harper, apparently you know this more than I do, but he has the one of the largest, I think most recently, one of the largest MLB contracts since this new guy who just came out this week, who got like $430 million, but we saw him in the flesh, Bryce Harper.
And Bryce Harper was there. Mike Trout actually is the guy that you're talking about. He signed like a 12 or 13 or 14 million or 14 year extension for like $430 to $440 some million. It was some just crazy.
I mean,
his butlers got butlers right now. Bless him for getting all that cheese.
And speaking of famous people, athletes in particular, we had some amazing times. So you and I both like to do this when we're in public, just messing with random people, especially people from the Northeast. So I actually caught you at one point, probably around the ninth inning. I looked over, and not only was JR taking photos with middle-aged white women, but he was also signing a baseball. Okay, and from what it was, of course, we had so many questions while this was happening. Push comes to shove, everyone thought that JR himself was DeSean Jackson.
So I haven't seen a very, very recent photo of DeSean Jackson, but that's the first time I've ever gotten him. I've gotten other people before, but never DeSean Jackson. So the only reason why any of this happened in the first place, you know, we're walking towards the Frenchie's Tiki Bar. You know, it's in the outfield, kind of like left field area. And, you know, we're walking there, and this lady walks up to me and just, "Hey, can I get your autograph? Can you please sign this? Please, please." And I kind of, you know, I kind of step back. I look at her. I'm trying to think in my head what's going on. I'm like, "Yeah, sure, I guess." She immediately, "Oh, you're not going to sign this? You're not going to do it? Are you telling me you're not going to do it? Is that what you're saying?"
She got aggressive with you.
She got aggro AF. And so I guess just a natural thing, just, "Okay, yeah, chill. I'll sign it. Yeah, that's fine. Just give me the baseball. So I signed it, of course. And the funny thing is, when everybody asked me about this whole situation, they're like, "Who did you sign it as?" And I said, "Myself." You know what I mean? So I just, the big J, big R, you know, got it, passed it back to her. She's, "Thank you so much. I appreciate it." I'm like, "Yeah, have a great St. Patty's Day." And then her man's runs up. It's like, "Hey, just wanted to get a quick photo with you. You know, I think you're D-Jax. This is great. Like, thank you so much."
Shout out to D-Jax.
And I mean, it was the funniest thing. But that lady might have tried to cut me had I not actually signed her baseball. So.
Oh, absolutely. And she's certainly either selling that on eBay today, or that was for her kids, and some shady stuff is going on with that type of merch. But it was interesting too, because I came up to you later, and at one point they probably thought I was like your Jewish agent, and I was the agent like representing you, being like, you know, only a couple more autographs and a couple more photos. D-Jax needs to go back into
you gotta fight the catch. it was crazy. I mean, I just hopefully that made her time in Florida while she's visiting for spring training. But yeah, I signed it as myself, so there's no trademark or registration infringement, anything like that. We all good.
No, but we'd love to invite DeSean Jackson on the show in the event that you'd ever love to come on. You're more than welcome, and we can talk about baseball signings at all times. So before we get into it, we are recording once again on a Wednesday. We definitely want to shout out everybody now who is liked and subscribed our Apple iTunes podcast now. Dark Sunsets directly on iTunes. So if you haven't liked and subscribed, get on there, give us a review. Even if you fucking hate us, leave a review.
Make a move. Just, you know, you just check out the pod. If it's in your Apple Podcast app, then you can love it, hate it, but you know, you can just be a part of the movement one way or the other.
Absolutely. And new merch is coming out. I'm getting texts from people who are listening to it in their not so miserable desk jobs. So people are bumping it. The feedback has been good.
Now, I will also say, since we are recording on a Wednesday, another big shout out to Guacamole. You know, possible big plug in the future for a new sponsor and whatnot. Just food's fire. Check it out, Divine, on Tuesdays at guacamole.com, I believe. But
It's just guacamole.com. He has,
I believe that's the website, but you know, he's also on IG, and I think possibly even Twitter. But yeah, just check out, you know, Guacamole, and check out the other locations. But Tuesday, that's where we get down.
We have to get him as a sponsor. I mean, even if we go there and give him some merch, some new swag, maybe some socks or some shirts.
Rock the socks.
But as always, hit the fans with that love, that slogan love.
The darker the sunset, the brighter the days, y'all.
Absolutely. So we are recording from Florida per usual. But on Florida, we haven't really touched about a lot of Florida stories. So we have some really interesting ones here. Right off the bat, we have this story in particular that is a participation type story. So this is a story where, if you're not familiar with who the Florida man is, do yourself a favor and jump onto Twitter or Google and just type in Florida man and see what comes up.
And, you know, back in, I think it was our second or third episode, we discussed how there's so many challenges that goes on, you know, in the world today. The most recent, you know, viral challenge was like the Vans challenge, where people were taking their Vans, they toss them up in the air, and regardless of how they toss them, apparently they would land, you know, correct side up where the shoe sole was on the ground. And so that was an interesting, you know, challenge, if you will. I don't know if Vans meant to do it or what, you know, what was going on with that, but there's a new challenge, like J-Rob mentioned. It's the Florida Man Birthday Challenge. And what you basically need to do, you know, bust out your phone, you know, your tablet, your iPad, your iPod, whatever else you got, and go to Google. Go to Google, type in, you know, Florida Man, and then behind that, also put in your birthday. So if you were born, let's say, August 22nd, you put Florida Man, August 22. Hit search and see what comes back. I guess whatever the headline is that comes back is what you need to report back to us. So, J-Rob, if you actually punch, you know, the Florida Man and your birthday into Google, what did you actually come up with?
Yeah, absolutely. So before this, I certainly wanted to do this. And the best part about this is, no matter what day of the year your birthday actually falls on, there's going to be at least one, two, if not three stories across the board. So this one that came up for me, quite disturbing. Of course, it's locally here in Pinellas County. I typed in November 17th, Florida Man. And what came up? Nothing but Florida Man punched and squeezed the life out of his newborn baby. So sad. And on that note, yeah, this is not the greatest story. What about you? When you looked yours up, what came up for your birthday?
I just pulled mine up. You know, my birthday is September 24th. And so mine actually is naked Florida man chases couple around Chick-fil-A parking lot. No, it kind of just leaves it at that. So I'm not sure if the guy wanted their Chick-fil-A, if they maybe had his by mistake, if he was just a person that was hungry and he saw that fire Chick-fil-A. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wonder if like the day of when that falled on, that it was on a Sunday and it was closed, or it was 10:39 and they potentially couldn't be able to get the chicken minis. So many things are happening why he ran around naked.
And a little tidbit for the fans out there. If the Lightning are playing, the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team, if they are playing and they win a game, if you actually log into your Chick-fil-A app, I think it's prior to midnight, you'll get a free either breakfast sandwich or a regular Chick-fil-A sandwich the next day. So you're not going to hear this until tomorrow, but keep this in mind. Like today, the Lightning just won. Spoiler alert if you have it on DVR, 5-4 in overtime.
Overtime, baby.
The Washington Capitals. So if I was to log in right now, it should be a fresh hot Sammy waiting for your boy at the local Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, so shout out to Chick-fil-A. We welcome you as a sponsor whenever you want to. Definitely, if guacamole doesn't work out, you're always obviously number one, and we appreciate that. So that's insane that your birthday come up as someone who was naked and running around at a Chick-fil-A. I probably would run around naked at a Chick-fil-A if I was to pick one family not style restaurant or a fast food restaurant. It'd probably be Chick-fil-A. It wouldn't be a McDonald's or a Waffle House, because that's probably just a common Saturday night.
Yeah, no, a Waffle House, I could see that would be a pop-off. But yeah, it would need to be Chick-fil-A, Waffle House for me. I don't know, maybe Fairway Pizza. They got some fire. Greek salad and some wings and some pizza. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I just don't be in the parking lot running around naked trying to get people's food.
Just don't do it. And, you know, that's based in Florida, as we're talking about people being naked and running around. So shout out to everybody. Type in Florida man and type in your birthday. See what comes up. Let us know. But there is insane people out there. And that leads us to our topic here in particular that's happening in South Korea, that was recently in Seoul, South Korea. This story actually gives me chills because I travel a lot. I stay in a lot of Airbnbs. I stay in a lot of hotels. I travel domestically, internationally. I know you do as well. But this story really just gives me the fucking true heebie-jeebies.
It's spooky right here.
Yeah, it's Halloween in March. So the title of the actual article here consists of hundreds of hotel guests were secretly filmed. Yes, they were filmed, which is disturbing and just terrible to even say out loud. But secondly, they were streamed online as they were being filmed.
And the previous episode that we talked about, there was the mums that did porn. And we had talked about how, you know, the mums, the reason why they actually, and they didn't do the porn, they actually had directed the porn. But the reason why they did that in the first place was so that the appalling porn that they saw online that kind of simulated real life rape and stuff like that, they wanted to make a better product so that people, like young people, would know the realistic ways to have, you know, sex and, you know, do things. And so when we mentioned all that before, I had said, yeah, I hope that at least if it's these genres that are so controversial that are, you know, going to have people up in arms, they make those, let's say, premium content so that it's paid for, so it's not just easily accessible to Little Susie, I believe we've referenced.
Shout out to Little Susie. We hope everything's okay with you.
You know, and anybody that's, you know, 13, 14, 15, you know, all these kids with these smartphones, whatever. So that would be like a genre porn type of situation where hopefully they would do that so it would get out of the hands of kids. The South Korean Peep and Tom Gate, I almost feel like, you know, these are those people that are actually making this a premium thing. Like, because I haven't seen this ever be a thing in the first place over here. Like, I'm not going to sit and watch people just running around in hotel rooms. Like, all right, so they're going to sit there, watch TV, spank one, crank one, have some Mexican takeout, you know, flick that bean, take a nap. There's not much, read a book. There's not much for them to really do besides all that. Maybe hop on the Kindle.
And that's what's so disturbing about this article, as you're mentioning, right? So not only where people involved in streaming and watching people who are just comfortably in a hotel room, maybe it's for sexual pleasure, maybe it's for people who just, I mean, this is the most Asian thing possible that's happening right now. Like, to watch someone else in a hotel room, I couldn't think of any other more Asian thing to do except for wave with both of your hands or use a camera at Disney.
You have to pull the one eyelid, the one eyelid down and stick the tongue out. And that's also like the anime, you do the peace sign.
That's the one. Out. Yeah. Or Hello Kitty. But yeah, exactly. So the summary here is about 1,600 people have been secretly filmed in hotel rooms in South Korea, with footage being live streamed for paying customers. Two of the men have been arrested and another pair investigated in connection with the scandal, which involved 42 rooms and 30 accommodations in 10 different cities across the country.
And so I'm just wondering how big of a network this situation is, because if they just got that operation, that's not the first of an operation of this kind. So I'm wondering how many Peeping Tom Gate hotels there are, you know, out there. Is it just South Korean Peeping Tom Gates? Is it just SKPDG? Or, you know, is it just a global syndicate of just Peeping Tom hotels all across the world, including hostels? Because that movie Hostel freaked me out.
And so I'd scary. Never
probably stay in a hostel as a brother, you know, again.
And that leads me into the next portion of that, and that's a perfect setup by you as well. So the site had more than 4,000 members. 97 of those members paid how much? How much do you think they paid to be able to see these live streams on a monthly basis? What's your guess?
So just because I would say that I'm thinking of this as like a regular person and like a regular thought
process. This isn't Sling TV.
I would think that it would at least be on a regular scale, but I feel like since it's such a weird niche, that is probably real pricey, because you're not going to... Like, I guess I never found hotel Peeping Tom, you know, visual porn or anything like that. It's like, I've never seen that before. And that's not something that I would be like, oh yeah, that's the stuff, racks.
You know, I mean, there's definitely, there's definitely like amateur genre, right, when you go to these websites. But if you had to guess, what is your guess on a monthly basis, these 97 people out of the 4,000 members, how much did they pay on a monthly basis to see these live streams?
Like, I'm hope if I did an over under, I would say maybe over under like 250 on a monthly.
250 per month.
Yeah, I would say that 250 maybe.
So if you were a betting man, you would have to go the under, and the cost here is $44.99. So let's take this in consideration. Not only did they take marketing across the board into this price, right? So they could have just made it an even $45, but they wanted to make sure you got a deal at $44.99.
It's a steal, because you're getting that 1 cent back. Like, that, somebody always wants to throw their 2 cents in. They're going to give you one of those cents back.
So $44.95, the streaming service between November 2018, which is my birthday. I wasn't a part of this. Snipegate. So
that was another Florida man birthday challenge for you.
Exactly. And the service ended up bringing upwards of $6,000. But the cameras were actually installed. And this is what's even insane. More insane for me is the fact that the cameras were actually installed in the wall outlets and the hair dryer stand. So you know how you go into a hotel and there's the hair dryer that you can take off.
Right,
you can use, you know, I'm not going to lie, I get weird. I use the hair dryer and dry off certain things on my body because I'm in a hotel room and I feel comfortable and safe.
I like that new hair dryer plug by the producer. Shout out to P. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad that it's at least not anything crazy, because I'm thinking it was going to be crazy. So I put the over under at 250. But I think there's like premium Snapchat girls and stuff like that. They're like $20 a month or $25 a month, whatever. If that's the case, why don't you actually get something that's more worth your while than people... It's basically just bad reality TV, you know, at the very, very worst. So, I don't know. I mean, South Korean Peeping Tom Gate, SKPDG, there might be more places exposed, but hopefully this is like the end of that.
I think so as well. And just to summarize the article itself, last year, apparently this is a big thing that's happening in South Korea collectively. So last year, tens of thousands of women actually took the streets and had signs. And what did the signs say? My life is not your porn. You guessed it.
Well, I mean, stand up for your rights, you know. Move on up, move on up.
Exactly. And speaking of porn, you know, that's a fictional type scenario where it's not real people. This story here that we're about to transition and talk about here consists of real people, where there's a fertility doctor out here in the United States who not only is corrupt, but he is actually impregnating 48 of his patients with his own semen when they're going to the fertility clinic.
Now, so is he in the process of doing that, or does he already have the kids that are made from him? Are they actually birthed already?
So, and that's a great question. So last year it was reported that a fertility doctor in Indiana was facing criminal charges after it was revealed that he was using his own sperm to impregnate artificial insemination patients. So based on that, last year, it appears that several of the actual patients have already conceived and given birth to these half doctor, half regular patient.
So there was a Vince Vaughn movie, I want to say maybe like Delivery Man, I think Delivery Man sounds about right. He was, I guess, just a regular person that would go and, you know, donate to the sperm banks. And then he, in fact, I guess, had hundreds or maybe 100 and some odd amount of kids. And then all the kids come back to find him. And they have like a big, I guess, family get together, family reunion, picnic day. I'm not sure, but he meets up with him. I don't know, this fertility doctor had just, you know, got lit, had some Ben and Jerry's, started watching that movie. And he said, oh, that's
he's like, well, I can definitely start doing this in my own day to day. But this is what's concerning as well, because, you know, unless these are all white couples across the board and there's no interracial couples, they're going to find out when that baby is born.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if he at least is he paying himself? Is he doing it as a tax write off? Like, is he saying like, oh, well, I'm a fertility doctor, but since I'm providing the seed, I'm going to write this off my taxes and, you know, I'm going to deduct this, deduct that. He's looking for more deductions, probably. If you can have 48 kids, imagine how many tax deductions you can have. Imagine how many write-offs are there. I mean, in real estate, the 1031 exchange is a very powerful tool to shield your money. This fertility doctor might be getting a knock from Uncle Sam real, real soon if he keeps producing these babies.
Oh, absolutely. And that's definitely happening. So, Dr. Donald Klein, you are the worst human being. you know, you've misled around 50 patients about the source of the sperm, telling them that it was fresh sperm when in actuality you just blasted probably 8 to 10 minutes before you did this process.
He's supposed to be a lifesaver to these people. And at the end of the day, it's his responsibility to, in fact, you know, save their lives, provide them with, you know, what they're looking for. If you're a doctor, your primary thing is to save lives. But like I said, as a fertility doctor, people are looking forward to having this offspring. So, you know, step your game up, man. Be that lifesaver.
Yeah, he is definitely not that guy. And as you're talking about lifesavers here, you know, this is what's so interesting about these next stories that we're talking about here, about saving lives. You would never think out of anyone's mouth that Taco Bell is out here saving people's lives.
Now, Taco Bell has saved many a person's lives after a long night out, you know, maybe let's say St. Patty's Day or something like that. Sometimes you got to get a party box, you know. Just the real GECO move now is you get a quesadilla and some of those nacho fries. Fuego.
Fuego. So on that note as well, how many times have you spent more than $20 at a Taco Bell? Or let's say let's do the over under of $30. Have you ever spent more than $30 in either a drive through or going into a Taco Bell?
I will say that there has been, you know, on
you're not on trial right now.
On one hand, I can actually count the times probably that I've dropped over 30, but it was not all for me. You know, none of the times that we've gotten some crazy Taco Bell numbers, it's, you know, we got the whole squad coming back in Uber.
Of course.
Five, six, you know, whatever. But I never personally just crushed $30 worth of Taco Bell to myself. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be here today to talk to you about it.
That is true. I'd probably have to find another co-host. But out here saving lives, you know, just in case that does happen, Taco Bell will absolutely save your life. So this story here, a local outlet here, absolutely in Florida, speaking of Florida, man, a 77-year-old man leaving a Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida on Saturday afternoon accidentally smashed his car into the restaurant while trying to leave the parking lot. The driver, Emmanuel Akoa, and his wife were unharmed in the accident, which saw his SUV finally stop about 10 feet inside the building. But what's insane about this is an actual person who was in the Taco Bell simultaneously as that car was driving into the actual Taco Bell stood up and went to go grab multiple hot sauces.
I'm thinking that the fire sauce was in fact that fuego that we just mentioned not too long ago, because had he had enough of that and, you know, was comfortable loading up the sauce on his taco or burrito or whatever else he was getting, that cheesy gordita crunch, whatever it may be, he might have been just ran over in a Taco Bell. So I'm glad that, you know, that's a new lesson for you. You know, when you go into a Taco Bell, get like a sauce and maybe just go back, get a little bit more sauce. And then that might, in fact, save your life.
I really think, like, the insides of any Taco Bell is not safe. I don't even have enough shame to be able to stand foot into a Taco Bell. I wouldn't be able to not only stand in there. So the people who are eating inside the Taco Bells, is that just how you reduce the population by allowing them to go in there and they're sitting in the dining room?
One out of every 10 customers may be struck by a vehicle and or a smart car.
So what we're saying here overall is, fans, just make sure you're feeling safe. And when you're going in, if you're going to dine into a Taco Bell, just as JR mentioned, revisit the sauce station multiple times. And, you know, it's like a fortune cookie when you get from a Chinese restaurant. Similarly, on the Taco Bell sauces, you see writing that's happening now.
Oh, yeah.
Based on what that says, that could be the destiny of your life.
That is, in this instance, life-saving. But there was another, I don't know how, maybe it is in fact in the Taco Bell, but there's another story of hot sauce, actually fire sauce, saving another person's life. Now, I think that you have the full scoop on this, but I know that a young man ended up getting stranded someplace, and then I'll let you kind of fill the rest of it in, because I know you have the full scoop.
Yeah, definitely. So, just the fact that we're not only, it's mind-boggling for us now to talk about not only one Taco Bell life-saving story, but another Taco Bell life-saving story. So this article here is exactly right, as you mentioned, in Oregon, where after being trapped in his car for 5 days during a snowstorm, Jeremy Taylor and his dog, Allie, were rescued. Taylor informed authorities that he survived periodically by starting his car for warmth and eating Taco Bell hot sauce packets.
The fuego kept the fire going inside, and then I'm guessing it provided him the very bare minimum of calories. Well, maybe it's actually a high caloric sauce, I don't know, but he at least had the bare minimum of calories to survive and have enough energy. But maybe the calories in the sauce is more than, you know, if you had like a survival kit, normally I would pack, you know, protein powder. That's a lot of nutrients, vitamins, and whatnot. All you need to do is mix it with water. So you'd have water, you'd have protein powder, you got meals. Now you need to add, you know, that fuego, that Taco Bell fire sauce in there.
Exactly that. And I think going forward now, when I visit foreign countries and I'm concerned about my livelihood and if I can actually live, not only am I going to bring the fuego sauce, but I also know that I'm not bringing Clif Bars anymore or Nutri-Grains. I'm bringing the sauce.
It's the person in a third world country that has the most fire sauce packets is in fact the one in charge.
Absolutely.
It runs the show right there.
So he survived, the dog survived as well. So the favorite part of this article here was the actual chain of Taco Bell stated, "We know our hot sauce packets are amazing, but this takes it to a whole new level. We're actually in touch with Jeremy, who that is the name of the survivor, and have sent him a well-deserved care package, a year's supply of Taco Bell, and of course, all the sauce packets that come with it."
I'd be excited to see the Taco Bell stock, or technically Taco Bell is owned by a bigger company, but just to see that company stock after these stories pop. I'm sure that the numbers are off the charts. I'm sure the numbers are off the chain. This is crazy. Just Taco Bell doing it big and get some nacho fries.
So all in all, we definitely want you guys to not only survive out there, living in Florida, the craziest stories are coming from there as well. This has been a new episode with yours truly, J-Rob, and Deshaun Jackson. Shout out.
Signing autographs, having fun, and just remember, everybody, get through your weeks, stay focused, and most importantly of all, peace.